Log Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show this morning. We're meeting with very special guest, Matt Freeman, of the Wing Zone Franchise Opportunity. And Matt co-founded Wing Zone with Adam Scott in their fraternity house at University of Florida because they couldn't find a good location, good wing restaurant in town. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interview, so bring your appetite because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Yeah, same to you, Marty. Doing well this week. How about you?
Good, good. Another busy week and another beautiful day here in Pennsylvania.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, nice weather is finally hitting here, so looking forward to spring and summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, warmer weather. Be nice.
Absolutely. Our last show, Don, we met with Jim Hunter, who is the president and CEO of House Doctors. And House Doctors Handyman Franchise is an exciting franchise opportunity. And the home repair and handyman industry in North America is growing significantly due to the increase in home ownership and the aging housing stock. I thought it was a very interesting show last week. Any thoughts on last week's show?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting type of franchise. I mean, it's a big and growing industry, of course. It's they're filling a need. It's so tough to find reliable handymen.
Oh, that's for sure.
And there's so many things that can go wrong with your house or apartment or whatever. And I'm sure that they'll be doing fine. And they got an excellent training and marketing program for their franchisees. I think you talked about a fast start program, 4 to 7 weeks, and then there's more training to that. So certainly anybody who invests in that franchise is going to know everything about being successful. And
No, absolutely. It was interesting. I mean, I think we could have spent the whole show. I've horror stories. I suspect you may have some too about hiring reliable handymen.
Right.
I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. And a lot of times, if you call one, I mean, they're out of business in another 6 months, or you can't get in touch with them, or they don't show up on time. So this is definitely filling a niche in the market. It's as you said, it's a well needed service. And Jim had an interesting statistic. He said that I guess the average homeowner has 22 items on their a honey-do list, right? I guess
right
honey-do this, honey-do that, and I think you and I are probably right up there as far as with that average. I could probably list about 30 things that I know Connie wants done to the house,
and then you don't have to worry about them being insured and bonded.
Exactly.
You think hire a handyman, you assume they have all that, but you have to check on that and just be careful these days. Someone gets hurt in your house, so with having a handyman through their company, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and what I like about this franchise, there's a lot of things I like about this franchise opportunity, Don, but one of them is as you make it, the training is really extensive. The franchisee is not actually doing the work themselves. They're working on the business. Not so much in the business,
Right, managing people, being the CEO, right.
And that's what it's about, So, and again, home-based business opportunity. We've referenced, it's been a theme. We're going to have a whole show on the topic of staycation, because I tell you that word has come up in the last 4 months on a frequent basis, where people are taking better care of their homes, aren't they?
Right.
I think Jim says in Scotland, he had a great accent, didn't he? so we'll have to have him back on the show. But he mentioned in Scotland that people, make their homes into castles. They're constantly, building and modifying and upgrading. And
we've had a few of those shows lately. Didn't we have a carpet cleaning? We had Shelf Genie. We had
It's been a common theme, So I think what I'd like to do is have a 2 to 3 hour show. On this topic of staycation, and who knows? I mean, this might be a trend, it's a trend that's taking place now. I mean, that's obvious that people are taking better care of their homes. They're upgrading their homes.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, it might be a trend here in the U.S. We'll have to see what happens and how long this goes on, So, interesting concept. We'll have to watch them grow. It was funny because they're one of their most successful franchisees is, I mentioned on the show last week, not that far from where I am. I think they're about 30 miles. I think it was... It was about 30 miles from where I'm located. And it's a small town, too. It's not a big place. So I was really fascinated by that, So just interesting show. Again, we'll keep our eye on them. We'll have Jim back next year, on the show as they continue to grow and, watch their success.
I think you've told about 100 people they're going to come back on our show.
Yes, I did. So I'm in a lot of trouble. I think we're going to have to do the show every day for 3 months, So I'm going to have some problems there, but we'll have to wait and see. But the show has really taken off. It is quite amazing. I'm glad, you bring that up. It's just every week we have new listeners. Our podcast has just exploded and a lot of great things happening. So
adding new niches and shows that maybe we've never had on before. I don't think we've had a wing.
No, could you imagine this is our first wing? I'm surprised it's our first wing franchise, And I know you're a big fan of wings, aren't you? I
definitely
love wings myself,
Yeah.
So, we might get a little hungry after today's show. So, and it's a great story too, about how he kind of mentioned in the intro how Matt, I guess they started this whole thing in the fraternity house.
Right.
I mean, it's very interesting, we haven't had a story like that, so, we'll have to wait and hear what Matt says about this.
Well, Brian Spindell, remember Postnet we had on, him and his partner started the Postnet franchise while in college.
Yeah, that was a
great
story.
It was a similar business. They eventually franchised the concept later on, but So well, that's today's show. Who else are we, you know, what are some of the upcoming shows?
Well, we got some, next week we have an exciting show. I think you and I are both excited about this one, Big Mouth Advertising, you know,
right.
And that's a great concept. You know, we spoke a little bit about last week how we were at the show in Washington, D.C., and they had a big billboard of our ad on Blog Talk Radio, you know, and just exciting, you know, to see something like that. And it's like a rotating billboard, you know.
Right,
and,
on a truck that they had inside the trade show.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing that, you know, if you think about that billboard, Don, is, you know, a lot of times people today can filter their advertising. You know, I mean, we're bombarded with advertisements every single day. I think the average person sees anywhere from like 3,500 to 5,000 ads in a typical day. This is an ad that you can't filter. You know what I mean? So if you're standing, like let's say you're in Manhattan and that billboard's in front of you, you can't change that ad. You know what I mean? That's something that you can do on television. I suspect if I was watching your television habits, you know, you're watching a ball game, you see a commercial come on, you're probably not watching that commercial. In this case, you can't filter that ad. It's in front of your face. It's there. And you pay attention to it, you know. So I love that whole concept of big mouth advertising. I think they're going to be a very big, for lack of a better word, franchise. You know, we'll have to. And I think we're going to have two of the guys
coming on next week. Good.
Coming on next week, yeah. So it should be a good show. Then we have Just in Time for Summer. And Connie's, by the way, she's been driving me nuts about going to Rita's, you know, because they opened. And I guess it was about a month ago. Here in Pennsylvania, and I tell you, when you drive by Rita's, Don, I mean, it's always packed. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
I mean, they have usually two to three windows, you know, so it's pretty fast. But this part of Pennsylvania, it's a cult following, you know. I know
they
Rita's,
do everything right. It's a quality product, growing, popular, and it's coming into their year round, but this is their season, obviously.
Exactly. So it really is amazing. So we're gonna have those guys in 2 weeks. Then we got a franchise that you're familiar with, TSS Photography.
Yes.
You know, so and that's our first photography franchise, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
So, yeah, so we haven't done it all, you know. I think we have 115 shows in our library. And, you know, for our listeners, if you were just listening today for the very first time, if you listen to all 115 of those shows, you probably know more about franchising than anyone on the planet Earth, you know. So it really is quite informative. That's a lot of hours.
Right.
That we've spent putting into franchise interviews, and it's really paid off. You know, it's we have a nice following now. So,
well, like, I wonder what the total amount of hours, if you add up all the people we've had on the show in all their years that they've had in franchising,
right,
times it by the 115. I mean, we're talking about potentially thousands, tens of thousands of hours in franchising and experience, and you know, that's all on the shows.
Yeah, I mean, that experience, I mean, you know, when you say experience, I mean, the names that come to my mind, you know, even most recently, you remember Steve Beagleman, you know,
yeah.
I mean, well, that was a great show, wasn't it? I mean, talk about being a little intimidated at first when we were hearing, you know, about his resume or reading his resume. We said, oh, my God, I mean, this guy's been doing it since he's born, you know, he's really has seen it all, you know, he's still a very young guy, you know, so.
Yeah, he liked being on the show. I just saw him last week and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really been an incredible ride. So yeah, we have some great shows coming up. I know you have some announcements and a couple good stories this week too.
Yeah, well, the New York New Jersey Franchise Expo, Marty, will be in town this Friday and Saturday, April 18th and 19th, the Meadowlands Expo Center.
Mm-hmm.
The website is NewYorkFranchiseShow.com.
I see that's been advertised in a New Jersey paper, too. I was in New Jersey last week, Don, and I know that particular show was, there was a big ad in there. I think it was the Star Ledger.
Right.
You know, so they're doing a lot of promoting for that show, too.
Yeah, you know, it's a smaller regional show. It's not like some of the big shows that we've talked about that, you know, my company would financing exhibits at, but this show has been doing this now for several years.
I think we should probably do a show there next year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that'll be a good time. I think we're definitely ready at this point, you know, and a lot of people have been asking, you know, if
right.
we're going to do it. So, I mean, we're getting those requests now to do a live show, and we haven't done that yet. So I think that's something that we'll do next year in Washington and New Jersey, and who knows, maybe we'll do it in another country, you know. It's the power of the Internet, you know. We can
right.
do the show anywhere. We could be in Aruba, Hawaii. It doesn't make a difference.
Right. Well, I like those two places you mentioned.
There you go.
Here's something, Marty. Valpak franchises opening up. Direct mail advertiser Valpak, who we've had on the show. We had Kevin Drudge on, a very good show. People can find that in our archive.
That's right.
Said it would be refranchising at least 15 of its company-run operations over the next 2 years. The initial focus will be on refranchising in the New York City and Houston markets with Minneapolis, Tampa Bay, Chicago, Boston, and L.A. to follow. We're essentially streamlining our entire operation and refocusing on our core business as the leading franchisor of cooperative direct mail and digital advertising, said Valpak President Joe Bordow.
Wow, it's a big announcement.
Yeah, it's the first time in 20 years that territories in New York City, L.A., and others have been available to franchisees, according to Valpak.
That's something.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, Valpak. I mean, I'm assuming that everyone in the world knows Valpak. I mean, here, I mean, they're huge, aren't they? You know, in fact, we just got ours. I guess it was probably about 2 weeks ago, and fortunately, we had a coupon in there for Rita's, which I know we're going to use, you know, and an oil change. So I always look forward to the pack coming. But I think everyone in this area knows who Valpak is. You know, a great franchise.
Here's something. Nation's Restaurant News, they're calling it breaking news. Red Mango revs up franchising efforts, by Lisa Jennings out of Dallas. The Red Mango frozen yogurt chains recently hired head of franchising, outlined Wednesday an aggressive growth plan that includes the opening of 550 locations over the next 5 years, with the Dallas area and New York City as prime initial targets. This is what's interesting. James Franks, formerly a director of franchising for Baskin-Robbins, who joined Red Mango as VP of franchising in March, this week announced a series of franchise seminars for the brand beginning in New York on May 4th and Dallas on May 11th. We had him on our show as well.
It was a great guest.
Heading up Baskin-Robbins, a very good show. What was that, about a year ago, maybe?
It could be. I remember he was a great guest, though. I mean, I do remember him, you know, so.
I don't know too much about Red Mango, but I'm starting to see them here and there and in articles and so forth. So they're really getting the word out. The company said it is looking for multiple concept franchisees as well as entrepreneurs and first-time business owners. The two-year-old Red Mango USA chain currently includes about 43 units in California, New York, Washington, Illinois, Hawaii, New Jersey, Nevada, and Utah. This year, the chain's expected to add about 40 units. Despite the economy, we're experiencing the strongest franchise growth in our company's history, Franks said, and our commitment to enter and expand in these markets with the right franchisee is already supported with our new franchise office in Dallas. It's interesting, with so many companies just in survival mode or going out of business, and then you hear about companies where things are going well and they're expanding and not really, it's not really phasing them that the economy's rough.
Yeah, we've seen this a lot, you know. I mean, we've seen these stories, you know. I mean, the news will fully. I mean, obviously, yes, it is. They're very difficult times out there, you know. But I mean, even last week, on our show with House Doctors, with Jim on the show, I mean, I think it wasn't the last year for them. I think it was their most successful year ever, you know. So
right.
And the growth was significant, you know. So you kind of wonder sometimes, you know. You see some of these franchises really doing well despite the economy, so they've really been able to take advantage. And again, that's because you're buying a system, you know, in most cases. So
right.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but that's interesting. And do you think these guys, and I don't know if you would know this, Don, but I guess getting to the whole co-branding thing, you know, I think what came to my mind was like thinking of Yum Brands, you know.
I'm sure that's something they're either doing or definitely in their plans, because this type of product, frozen yogurt, is perfect to co-brand with other types of food.
I would imagine, yeah. They got some pretty strong names there, you know, as far as brands go. So, yeah, I think you'll see some co-branding from those guys. That's interesting.
Here's something from the Oregonian. The Oregonian, you're familiar with that.
You read all the newspapers, don't you?
There's a bigger bite of the market. Franchise quick service restaurants like Five Guys and Big Town Hero make gains, by Laura Gunderson, just dated a couple days ago. Ron Marble moved to Oregon in August. In the 7 months since, him and his brother Bill opened two restaurants. One of their Five Guys Burgers and Fries franchises, a well-known chain back east, quickly became a hit, breaking the Arlington, Virginia-based parent company sales records for new and existing restaurants, all in a recession. Apparently, a burger, some fries, and a swig of pop makes a recession just a little easier to swallow. I just wanted to read this article because of saying that last sentence.
There you go. That's what I thought.
Franchise quick service restaurants, a category that includes fast food and speedy yet more sit-down, like Five Guys eateries, are expected to see slight gains in sales and new stores in the coming year, though both rates are slower than usual. The only other franchise area expected to grow this year by slightly smaller rate is full-service chains, such as Darden Restaurant Inc.'s Olive Garden chain. Mm-hmm. Last month, fast food leader McDonald's posted sales gains over the same month a year ago, along with competitor Burger King. Privately held chains, including Subway, Panda Express, and Five Guys, reported some of the industry's fastest rates of sales growth, according to industry researcher Technomic, Inc. Even chains closer to home are booming. Vancouver-based franchise Papa Murphy's International, the fifth-largest pizza chain nationwide, reported U.S. sales over $580 million in 08, nearly 17% higher than in 07. It's pretty incredible.
It is. Those numbers are amazing.
Talk about the growth rate in Portland, Oregon. The Marble Brothers, who operate Five Guys in Beaverton and Westland, expect to open four more outlets in the Portland area this year. And they have some plans for over the next few years. Muchas Gracias, a Vancouver, Washington-based chain, has opened several outlets over the past year with plans for another in northeast Portland come May. El Pollo Loco, a franchisor out of Costa Mesa, California, opened its first two local restaurants in Vancouver and Wood Village last year and is building another one. So you have all these restaurant franchises. And it's funny because on the lending side, a lot of lenders are just more conservative with food franchises. And that's what's gone on over the last year, especially the last 6 months. You know, even some of your biggest names, lenders, I guess, get higher defaults during a downtime, and food franchise is such a major part, so that's where a lot of their defaults come from. And they're just being more careful with financing these businesses, wanting a little more collateral experience, a little more down payment. But here's an article where many food franchises are thriving.
Wow, that's something.
Though some franchises are still going like hotcakes, 98% of which are franchised also expect to add as many as 75 U.S. restaurants this year. That's International House of Pancakes. Franchises who can expect to spend about $100,000 startup costs are finding it difficult to come up with that kind of cash. Securing credit, the root of the current economic skid, wasn't as much an issue in past recessions. That's hurt franchises disproportionately to other businesses, said Daryl Johnson, president of FranData, Arlington, Virginia-based research company that tracks franchises. He predicted in a report soon to be released by the association that lending this year to franchisees will decrease about 40%. Pretty amazing, a big number, and I've seen it because my business, Diamond Financial, doing franchise financing going on 10 years. I mean, obviously it's been a real rough time, and that probably sounds about right that it's down 40%. I mean, a big number. Two of the largest franchise lenders, GE Capital and CIT Group, have vastly reduced lending. Ultimately, Johnson and other franchise experts said the most action expected in the category would be seen through SBA-backed loans, which became even more appealing as recent federal changes further reduced banks' risks. And that's true. They increased the guarantee fee. That lenders have more protection in a case of loan default. They've reduced fees to the borrower and to the lender, trying to give the lender more incentive to lend. And it goes on here, Marty. In a way, recessions can fuel franchises. We talked about this the last few shows. Some unemployed workers are looking for an alternative career path or some retirement cash that doesn't have the risk of starting a business from scratch. The general theory is that a recession increases the pool of qualified franchisee applicants, said Johnson. Franchising expanded through past downturns with average year-over-year unit growth averaging around 5% in 2000 through 2002. In healthier years, such as 03 through 06, he said the rate averaged about 6% growth. Data were not as complete for the early 80s or 90s, he says. And finishing up here, this person, Marty Leslie Waugh, president of Hero Systems, is banking on finding some new franchisees with outside experience and some extra cash, whether through 401k or severance packages, to help expand her fleet of 40 big-town Hero restaurants in four states. We're still hoping to capitalize a little bit on this economy, she says, who's fielded more inquiries recently about franchising her sub-shops.
Hmm.
So we have a lot of franchises doing well.
Yeah, no, and I mean, and that's always good to hear. You know, I mean, again, sometimes you have to take the media with a grain of salt, don't you? You know, I mean, again, they talk about the doom and gloom. You know, we've read a lot of the doom and gloom articles too, haven't we? You know, in segment one. And, you know, so, I mean, the great thing about our show is we get both sides of the story. It's not one side of the story, you know?
Exactly.
So it is interesting. But I got bad news, Don. Our guest from Wing Zone had a conflict, so he's not going to be able to call in this morning. So I think what we'll do is we'll just end things with segment one. And, again, next week we're going to have Big Mouth Advertising. Then we're going to be meeting with Rita's and TSS Photography. So we have a little break now, don't we?
Yes.
All right. All right. Good segment one, Don. And I'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Mark.
Take care. Bye-bye.